You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am your host, Gina Della. Along my right side here is Ross Sabaki. Ross, good morning. What are you going to say today? Because I'm just mentally prepared.
I know you just love that every morning you never know what I'm going to do, which I love that. And so I wanted to give a sneak peek behind the curtain to our audience. And because we just recently did our filming for one of your commercials, because they all see you on
well,
the commercial.
Well, four commercials in one day. It's exhausting.
Well, here's the thing. How many minutes, because you're 30-second spots, how many minutes does it take to get a 30-second spot? Do you know that? As I timed it.
Oh, well, and yesterday we had, so when you have someone else with you, we had the Larkins, Haley and Jim Larkin, great customers of ours, and did a testimonial. So, yikes, that had to be 3 hours. I felt like it was 3 hours.
Well, that's, I guess, it was better than you thought then. So it was just under 2 hours. So it's about 2 hours for us to get a 30-second spot.
Yeah, 30 seconds. It's crazy. Every time we talk about this, it brings me back to Jeff Levering a year ago, February. It was a day we did do four commercials in one day.
With his house and him and his...
No, this was at the showroom.
Okay.
And Jeff Levering, he might have an 8-pack and he's proud of it. And it's 4:30 in the afternoon and I so just want to be done and I'm starving and I'm hangry. And he... jumps in front of a patio door. We still have to finish one more commercial. He jumps in front of a patio door like he's walking through the door and he talks about his 8-pack. And I'm like, I am not in the mood. I am not in the mood. It is now 4:30. If you want to talk about your 8-pack that you work so hard at, start at 8:30 in the morning, not at 4:30 in the afternoon after four commercials that take hours for 30 seconds.
He was just getting going. He was ready.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, well, it's good. Like, I think people don't realize of the length of time and how many people it take to really get that set up and to make it look as polished and professional as it is.
It takes a village.
It does. It takes a lot of people. And that's not even production or post-production time. That's just the initial to get the raw footage.
Right. And layers of makeup for the men, too. Greg, we're going to put a little makeup on you next time just to give you an
idea. Don't worry. They just walk by and they fluff the brush is all they do.
I don't need it.
Right, because he's so handsome. You hear us talking about it all the time. He's got a flawless face on that head.
Well, you know, the interesting thing with Greg is his hair, if you ever notice this, his hair never gets messed up and he's got headsets on all day long.
I need to do that where it doesn't. I'm going to do that because I always have flat hair. Okay.
See? That's
Banner day.
Right. We learned something new.
I know. About this? I hope this was valuable for all of you listening. Well, today we are going to go beyond buzzwords. We're going to talk about accountability through consistency. And it's almost going to feel a little bit like part two of last week when you hear how this all blends together like a recipe. You need sugar, flour, and eggs to make a good cookie. So we're going to talk about accountability through consistency. It's not just a flashy word. It's the backbone of trust, team, culture, and performance. And so before we break, Ross, would you agree most employees dread performance reviews or that one-on-one meeting?
I would say both the person getting it and the person giving it.
Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that and explore that. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Welcome back to What's the Difference? I am your host, Gina Della. Okay, so how can we change Ross, Andrew Sabaki, those emotions of ugh, angst, yuckiness from those performance reviews, or can we have a chat to excitement so that our team looks forward to their performance evaluations or one-on-one meetings? I mean, we've made a lot of changes at Pella with consistency with that.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's got to start early, right? I think that word you just used, if you're consistent with how you handle and go through those, then when you get to the end of the year performance reviews or monthly, whatever you're doing, it's easier because there's expectations already set.
I think the real problem is it's not the meeting you're having It's the inconsistency. Because
correct.
If it, you know, and really, we shouldn't be having just a year-end review. I know at Pella, mm-hmm. we have our, depending on the positions, we're talking sales here, our weekly one-on-ones. Then you have a monthly one-on-one. And then you have your performance review. So your performance review should never be a surprise, should it?
No, and I think that's the only time it is a surprise, if all of a sudden you're scared of what you're going to hear because you don't really know what that other person's thinking or feeling.
Right. Ugh. See, that gives me a stomachache. So set the schedule. You know what? Everything in life is consistency. I think you every show could be talking about consistency and communication because those two things are so important in work and our personal lives.
Well, there's lots of themes, right, that are going to always happen. It's just like we talked about time management. Like, what do you do on a daily basis that keeps you on point and making you feel good about it? It's the same principle throughout all the different things that you do.
Exactly. So schedule it, stick to it, don't reschedule, and don't be late. You know what? You can never give somebody their time back.
Correct. Yep.
When people are late, I get it. There's car accidents. I get it. There's traffic, all the things. But then we should always, or weather, snow. We live in Wisconsin. We should leave early enough then to account for that. And I'd rather be sitting 15 minutes early, maybe answering texts, so I'm not 15 minutes late.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just being respectful of others' time. Be prepared, right, for that meeting. But Ross just said, I think between the last two shows, 100 times, if we had a dollar for every time he said, take notes.
I was just going to say, that's the, in because you learn from bad experiences where you did something wrong, right? If you get to the year in review, or if you get to that monthly, and then you're dreading it as the person that's coaching someone, that's because you probably didn't do a good job of keeping track, taking notes, so that when you got to that, it's really easy. It's because we've had multiple communications and I have everything in front of me.
Be prepared yourself. Yeah. So Ross actually created a method we use. It's called YouComment. His son actually created this app. And it's so that whether it's daily, weekly, at a moment's notice, you can write down what somebody did really well. You can dictate it into your phone what somebody did really well, maybe what they struggled with, so that, again, you can actually address specific items at that one-on-one, right, or that monthly review. You did this really well, and this is where I saw you do it, and give specific examples. How important is that, Ross?
Yeah, it's huge, and it's sometimes maybe a collaboration, a thing that they're working to try to get better, so we can put that, what their goal is, and then just quickly put that information on there. What we really like about that is it's not just for me with an individual, it's for all the managers. So another manager can look at it too and see, okay, this is what I'm working on with this individual, and they can maybe grab some of that stuff and actually use it with the person that they're helping.
Absolutely. And, you know, we say take notes on what you think they did really well, because there's so many times we see something that we thought they did really well and they didn't even know they did it well. And you want to make sure they know that was really helpful, whether it's in a customer's home, whatever your business is. Tell them what they did well so that they repeat that behavior, because it might have been a one and they just happened to do it once and you saw it.
Or it was normal for them, right? But then if you don't bring up that behavior, that it's a good behavior, like you said, it could slip by the wayside.
Right, right. So with consistency, accountability, be consistent, be prepared. Number three, and again, we talked about this last week, listen actively. That's the gold. Don't interrupt. Let them speak. Loop back to something they said maybe 3 weeks later, I don't know, or 3 weeks ago, you know, so they see you are listening.
Yeah, it's the listening, and maybe the other one, and probably the more important one, is you need to follow through. That's that consistency piece, right? So you need to follow through. If you said you're going to do something, you have to do that.
And then this whole segment is holding people accountable, or what that looks like, being consistent. It goes back again to what we said last week also with the team and building that trust in the relationship. Number four is own your part. So if you got something wrong, say so, because accountability goes both ways.
And builds trust, right?
And it builds trust.
Yep.
So this turns the dreaded conversation into a powerful one to me. So when you do that, when we return from the commercial break, we're going to tackle the actual conversation itself, because that can be challenging. You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm your host, Gina Della. All right, welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Were you so tired this morning trying to get in, turn us on and listen? Well, you can sleep in sometimes. You can download us on WTMJ.com. Don't forget that. All right, let's talk about the conversation itself. You're sitting across from someone. Oh my God, before I even say this, it makes me think of third grade. You get a you're in a group.
Cat, and, ball, and you have a yarn.
Yeah, squirrel.
Squirrel.
And your teacher gives you a project, and there's going to be four of you doing the project. And it goes all the way back to third grade. People aren't even being held accountable. And then you do the whole gosh darn project, or three of the four of you. Okay, I just had to say that.
I feel like you got some pent-up resentment from that
counseling.
One in third grade.
Maybe that's next week. I don't know. But you're sitting across from someone who's not meeting expectations. Now we're an adult, by the way, not third grade. It's tense. What now? Here's where the magic happens as a leader. You must lead with facts, not feelings. You don't say you're not a team player. Russ, give me an example of what you say when you, we might have a few examples sometimes of these situations where people think they're not being held accountable.
Well, yeah. And I think let's start with that part first, right? We all can be better. And so we all have some of those areas where we have to work on. And I would caution anyone that thinks that someone's not being held accountable is you just may not see it, right? So that conversation that I may have with you or an individual, that's a private conversation. That's honestly no one's business. That's the relationship that we have, and we're going to work on things together. But I'm not going to tell other people because it's, again, none of their business. So to your point is prepared beforehand, right? That key number one is we're going in prepared of I'm going to gather all the information that I can. And then the second most important piece I can advise to anyone is ask questions, because there's so many times that I have gone in and I assume something and I'm wrong. But if I start that conversation and ask a lot of questions first, I'm going to gather more information and a different perspective of things that I probably didn't know, and we're going to get to a better spot together.
Absolutely. You know, Ann Calliwerts, the beautiful wife of John who owns Pella, that was a great tip she taught me, not just ask questions, you know, don't assume. I mean, that we should all grow and learn from, because we always go the majority of the time we're wrong when we don't ask questions. But she also taught, when you're frustrated, instead of just responding frustrated or with a statement, think of a question to ask back to that person.
Yes, that's true.
When I get frustrated, I dig deep to remember that she told me that, and it works like a charm almost every single time.
Because you're not putting the other person on the defensive. Because if you would just say what you were thinking, they would be on the defensive, and you've now created a defensive loop, and you're both going to be there, and you're stuck.
Absolutely. One of the things I've learned as a leader and as a parent is when we are frustrated at a situation. And I want everybody to think about this. What just frustrated you today, or, well, it's early, yesterday or the day before? It's usually, I want you to think back about it, because we did not set the proper expectation in the first place. We didn't communicate.
Correct.
It actually falls on us when we're frustrated. Did we set that? So set the expectations you want. Where do you want to see change? Be direct and be honest. It might be uncomfortable, but if you don't do it, now you're frustrated.
Yeah, correct. And I would say to that too is, remember that a group expectation is different than an individual expectation, meaning that if I tell a group an expectation and then I move to that individual, it's a different conversation, right? It's more personal, and it still has to be done the same of, like, these are the expectations of where we both can be successful and the things that the outcome that I'll expect to see when we do this.
You know, sometimes I think when we even hear that word accountability, we get a stomach ache because we get defensive. it's actually, I love it. I love that. I want to know how to be held accountable and what that looks like. So I'm doing a great job and I'm doing what is expected of me. And part of that I've also learned is set what, whether you have that one-on-one, if you already have that set, then recap before you end your meeting on what you want that next one-on-one to look like. Recap on touching base on those topics.
Yeah, and with a goal set in mind.
Right? Correct.
That you both come up with together. Like, this is what the expectation is. This is what we'll say that this is good. This is what we're striving for.
Absolutely. If you can, and Ross talked about this too, bring data, bring metrics, bring examples, whatever the case is, but track together the goal. You know, every business has goals. It doesn't matter. It's not just windows. It's not just sales. It's every industry. We have goals to have a successful business, and we need to track those, put numbers to it, because quite honestly, progress becomes a team sport when you both see the scoreboard.
Yeah, correct.
Finally, make sure every teammate gets the same treatment. And that's hard, isn't it, Ross?
It is. Yeah, it is hard. It's something you always have to be conscious of what was said to the other person so that you are on a level playing field with every single person, right? And I never want someone to come to me and say, well, you told this person they could do this and you're telling me something different, because then I fell as a leader. I failed.
You know, I think there's people we all get along with really well and look forward to having those meetings with, and some that there might be a rub. And I think that's also an important time to make sure you're keeping it consistent as well to the person that maybe there's a rub with sometimes.
It makes it easier, right? It makes it easier, because the other part of that too is it makes it easier because if it's a third or fourth time you're having that conversation, it's pretty easy to say, it wouldn't be fair for me to allow you to do this when I didn't allow so many people before you to do that.
Absolutely. All right, we need to break for a quick commercial break. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Ross and Gina. I just need to tell you the things he says to me when we are on commercial breaks. He is so sassy. And the feedback I get all the time, is
he's
Ross
the nicest
is so
guy.
Good.
He's so sweet.
He's so nice.
But I am still nice.
You are nice.
Sassy. I'll take
You're
the
very
sass.
Sassy. Yes. He just called himself the closer, because he has so many notes and we only have a couple minutes to wrap up this great segment. And he said, I'm the closer. I'll do it. Go ahead. What's
well,
on
I have
your
to,
mind?
I have to practice what I preach, right? Because
yes.
I talk all the time about taking notes, and I definitely take my notes.
Get it out. What do you want to talk about to wrap up?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things. You had talked about you love expectations. For you, you feel good when there's expectations in front of you. And honestly, whether someone says they don't or they do like it, they do like that because it gives them guidance. And I want you to envision this. Imagine if you're on I-43 out here. What do you think would happen if there was no speed limits? If there was no expectations of how fast you should drive?
Sometimes I pretend there are none and I just do go like a bat.
Well, you are the
hell.
Problem.
Yeah.
So that's what if you think about that, that is a reality, and that's why we need those expectations, because it gives a clear defined path of what success is for both me and the individual.
I didn't answer correctly, did I, Ross?
That's okay. We went right through it.
Oh, 43 stresses me out. It gets too squishy.
Well, yeah, that was one of them. The other one is I wanted to touch base on too is you talked about the goals. And if you think about this, if you're the person that comes into that meeting with the person and you tell people what you want, I would probably start to prepare to be disappointed. And the reason I say that is because that should be a collaboration, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
Hey, this is what we need to do. How do you think we should get there? Because then that individual will be able to rely on their own strengths and they can help give some examples. I think if I did this and if I did this, then you can take those things and put together a plan that you are being consistent and you are helping them every step of the way with the action plans that they put together for you, because they know themselves better than you know them.
It actually sounds like you're leaning into what we're going to talk about next week, perhaps, which is our goal setting.
If I did, it was honestly not intentional by any means at all. That's just what the notes, this is how they played out. So we are where we are.
Oh, he jumps ahead and doesn't even know it. He's so good. All right, you guys, I want you to remember what you learned today. Accountability is not just a one-time event. It's a relationship built over time because it's the glue. It really is. If you want your team to perform better, show up on time with notes, with facts, with honest feedback, and most of all, with consistency. I want you to lead by example. Don't cancel. Don't wing it. And don't lecture. Oh, God, I wonder if Austin, my son's listening to this right now.
Yeah.
But I can lecture my kids as a parent. Other than that, don't lecture and listen.
Correct. I mean, there's nothing else to say after don't lecture. I was like, that's exactly. Yeah, when you see the person like kind of nodding off, that means you're probably talking way too much.
Oh my, right, for sure. Glazing over. Thanks for taking the time to tune into What's the Difference. If today's show sparks some ideas, share it with your team. Have a great day. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.